This is 91.7 WHUS Stores. I am Pedlin Ron, and you are listening to Bicycle Talk. It's May 17th, 2017. Wow, already halfway through May. Pretty amazing. Welcome to Bicycle Talk, this week with my co-host, Fran Storch.
Hi.
Hey, Franny. A show where we talk about bicycles, bicycle culture, bicycle advocacy, upcoming news in cycling, the bicycle business, and the bicycle calendar. If you have a comment or you'd like to contribute information to the show, please call or text 860-486-9487, or you can email me at bicycletalk, the numeral one, at gmail.com. You can also visit Bicycle Talk on Facebook. You can also listen to past podcasts and episodes of Bicycle Talk on WHUS.org or on iTunes. So we're going to begin the show this week with the new feature that I started a few weeks ago, and that is on a positive side. And on the positive side, we have this evening actually is the national worldwide Ride of Silence. So the Ride of Silence is a bicycle ride, which basically is in honor of or memory of those who have been hurt or injured or have died by being hit by a motorized vehicle. And it's a really positive thing because it gets a lot of people together, and we kind of do sort of a critical mass ride. So there's some blocking of the highways in order to get a point across to let people know that, you know, bicycles belong on the road too. So a big shout out to the Ride of Silence. There are events all over the place. We have in Connecticut this evening, we have a bunch here. In Danbury, there is a 5-mile ride this evening. These are also right around, you meet between 6:30 and 6:45, and then they all ride at 7 p.m. And they ride, you know, throughout around the world at the same time. So it's kind of a cool thing. If you go to therideofsilence.org, you will be able to find your state, and you will be able to find where your locations are that people are organizing Rides of Silence. There is also one in Danielson, Connecticut. There is one in Madison, Connecticut. There is one in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, and also one in West Hartford, Connecticut. And West Hartford, Connecticut is one that I will personally be at this evening. I am planning on showing up there, ending my day in West Hartford, and getting involved in the Ride of Silence in West Hartford. I think this is a really positive thing. So the premise behind it is that you basically, there's a, actually I had a little poem here that was, that they usually read a short poem about this, and I have it stacked in my mess here somewhere, and I'm not finding it right now. So there will be a little bit of a dedication before the ride. The rides are all very short. I think the one in West Hartford is like 8 miles. So and the idea is also that it is to be it's to be very easy ride. So we're not looking at anything that is fast in any way. Everybody stays together. So the poem here says, "Tonight we number many, but ride as one, in honor of those not with us, friends, mothers, fathers, sisters, sons. With helmets on tight and heads down low, we ride in silence, cautious and slow. The wheels start spinning in the lead pack, but tonight we ride and no one attacks. The dark sunglasses cover our tears, remembering those we held so dear. Tonight's ride is to make others aware the road is there for all to share. For those not with us or by our side, may God be your partner on your final ride." So that's what this is all about, and it's a good thing to do if you have one in your area or you can attend one. I think it's a very good thing to do. So check it out. It's the Ride of Silence. rideofsilence.org. That's where you can visit it on the website to give you a little bit more information there. Moving forward, Ron's rant of the week. Yay, got to have the rant of the week, right? Okay, my rant of the week is people who won't ride a bike because it's not safe. Boy, am I tired of hearing this. This just drives me nuts. But I hear it all the time. And it's just become such an incredible issue with people saying, you know, I used to ride a bike, but, you know, it's just not safe. It's not safe anymore. Well, heads up. It is safe. It's safe. Okay. Is it safer to ride a bike or drive a car? There's a simple question for you. Not difficult. All right. All right. So let's take a look at some of the stats here. The stats are staggering. I mean, people die in cars and trucks. A lot of them. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Not on bicycles. In cars and trucks. And yes, we do have a problem with bicycles and pedestrians. I have spoken about this at length on the show, and I will beat that dead horse. I really will, because this is a critical issue and we need to pay attention to it. And our numbers are going up, so we do have to be careful of that. But good God, you know, it's so much more dangerous to drive a car or a truck or get into a car or a truck. I just don't understand why people have this misconception. And I tend to get all conspiracy theoried on this one about, you know, well, maybe it's being driven by the automobile industry because they would rather have us in a car. So that's or a truck or whatever it is that we are going to be transporting ourselves with. So the bottom line is, you know, hundreds of people may end up in a very bad situation and end their lives when riding their bicycles in a year. Thousands, tens of thousands of people end their lives by getting into a motorized vehicle every year. So this myth of it's just not safe, it's just not right. So I wanted to rant on that a little bit today because I can't understand why people have this problem. It's, you know, if you go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Organization, administration, if you go there and you check it out, you will see that this is not a problem, but it is a problem with cars and trucks. Cars and trucks are dangerous. You should not use them. You should use your bicycle instead. You know, that's me being the advocate for cycling here. And you know, just pay attention to this. This is I'm going to say that maybe the media gets a little crazy here and they start trying to scare us into doing things that are going to make us spend more money to protect ourselves. But that's my little side conspiracy theory here. So anyway, there's a lot going on right now. We are in the middle of National Bicycle Month, and I think I have a caller calling in on this right now, and we will be talking with her very shortly. But this is a big deal. There's just all sorts of things going on. And if you go to the League of American Bicyclists, you can look and you can see all the different events that are going on in your area, and you can see a lot of things happening in the world of cycling right now, because this week is Bike to Work Week, National Bike to Work Week, and Friday is National Bicycle to Work Day. So a lot of towns are celebrating in this. A lot of towns are having events. I know right here in Mansfield, we are going to have an event at our little town green up in Stores, and we will be serving refreshments and breakfast to those who ride their bicycle to work that day. So if you're dropping by and seeing us, I believe we set up and open up around 6:30 in the morning, and there will be a bunch of very bicycle-friendly people there that are going to be there to greet you and feed you and encourage you for the fact that you are actually riding your bicycle to work. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I have in the past, I have done a bicycle ride into Hartford. I am not going to be doing that this year because I will be helping man the booth up here in Mansfield. So if you want to get a chance to meet Pedal and Ron, I will be there. Most of you know me anyway that are local, so that's not really a big deal. But anyway, if you want, we're going to be there. We're pushing this as a really positive thing. And Bike Mansfield, which is our local bicycle active group here in town that's doing all sorts of wonderful things for bicycling in the town of Mansfield and stores. Very important because we do have a college campus here and we do have a lot of people on bicycles. That is you'll get to meet a few people from Bike Mansfield there too and see exactly what's going on. There's a few other notes here because of you know the fact that people I have to keep going back to this because the fact that people think that it's not safe to ride a bicycle just drives me a little nutty. And there's just so many pieces of information out there that argue the point pretty clearly without a lot of argument really. And so you're going to see if we can pull this up, this will help. The statistics really are kind of crazy. But you will find that there are, I can't get it to load. Okay, so anyway, we're just having a little issue here. And we'll try this one more time and see if I can pull it up. But anyway, the deadliest years are stacking up as far as cars and trucks go. There's an awful lot of people that are running into problems here. As many as 40,000 people died in motor vehicle crashes in 2016. 40,000 people. And on bicycles, less than 1,000. So, you know, there's your numbers. I knew I had the numbers here somewhere. So, you know, if you take a look at this, it's really, really a big deal. I do have a caller on the phone coming up here as soon as Fran gets her intro'd and gets her prepped and ready to go here. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with a Bike to Work Day because I know that there is there's a pretty large rally at the state capitol. So just waiting for our guest to come on to the air here, and then we will begin to speak to her. And anyway, and are you there, Adina?
I am here.
Yay. All right. Cool. Right on time. Look at you. Very timely. Very nice. So Adina is from Bike Walk Connecticut, and we talk about you all the time, whether you know it or not. I wonder if your ears are burning, but I do refer to your organization all the time. I am a member of the organization. Obviously, a bunch of us are. You guys are doing great stuff, always doing great stuff. We love you. We think it's great what's going on. If you go to their website, it's bikewalkct.org, and you can find out what's going on in the world of cycling in Connecticut, and it's really good. So, Adina, how are you today?
Yeah.
The
best time of year.
It is.
Here.
Well, it's an exciting month because, it's National Bike Month. So we're all really excited about this. And I just went through a few things. I don't know if you caught any of what I was speaking about earlier, but I have my rants and then my positive side of things. So I talked a little bit about the national and worldwide Ride of Silence, but I was just talking before you called about National Bike to Work Day. And can you tell me what is going on with Bike Walk Connecticut and National Bike to Work Day?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to talk to you about that. So National Bike to Work Day is Friday, May 19th, and there are many events going on throughout Connecticut. Breakfasts and rides and other excellent things. Bike Walk Connecticut is really excited because this year, as we have done in the past, we are partnering with the City of Hartford breakfast at the Old State House in Hartford, which is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So it
starts at 7 a.m. It's 7 a.m. people are gathering, is that right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Ron.
Yeah, you're starting at 7 a.m. You don't happen to have a radio on in the background, do you?
I do not.
Okay,
no.
I'm kidding. We don't have a wonderful connection here. It's okay. So you're meeting at 7 a.m., that's when it starts?
So breakfast will begin at 7, and the formal program will begin at 8.
Okay.
So folks will be riding in from different locations in the capital region and in some cases beyond. And the mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, will be there, as will other distinguished guests. So we're really excited to partner with the city on that, and hope that many, many folks will join us on the ride-in and then at the event itself.
Now, this is kind of a cool event. I've done this in the past. I actually got a hold of my friend Lori Riley from the Hartford Courant a number of years ago and told her I was going to ride my bike to work, and I was going to ride into Hartford from Mansfield and then back home and stop at all my different accounts along the way. Mm-hmm. And so I put a big day in on the bike, and I've done it for a number of years, but unfortunately I'm going to be working the bike to work in Mansfield here that we're going to have right up here in Stores at UConn campus. So I'm going to be involved with that one instead. So I'm going to miss you guys this year, but I usually make it in every year. And it's really cool. A lot of people come in.
Yes, we're very excited.
Yeah.
I will miss you, but.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, another time. As a matter of fact, there's some other things going on that I am coming in for the Ride of Silence into West Hartford this evening. So if you're going to be there, I'll see you there. If you're not going to be there, I'm also anticipating, and I'll talk about this later in the show, BCCO has a slow ride on on Saturday evening, which I'm thinking of going to. So a slow roll. So anyway, I will be in your area, but not for the bike to work day. So you have people coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, I do believe, right?
Yes.
And I noticed that my friend Deb Dauphiné from Bicycles East has organized a big gathering that's coming out of Glastonbury.
Yes. They're having an event at the store from 7 to 9, and they're also organizing, quite graciously, a meetup, which is departing from Bicycles East, which is at 331 New London Turnpike in Glastonbury. Check it out, or think about checking it out. They're meeting at 7 and departing at 7:15 for the ride into the Old State House.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think you sent me out a calendar, and now I'm poking through my email and not finding it, because there are a number of locations that people are coming in from. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that information is all on the Bike Walk Connecticut website.
It is. Okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah, it's just such a great... Oh, yeah, look at this bike. You have a bunch of things in here, so that's great. I'm on the website right now. So... there's breakfast, I'm assuming, is kind of like the bagels and coffee kind of routine that you had in the past?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's very exciting. I mean, it's just such a great gathering when you get all those people together and everybody's so like-minded. And I know there's a couple of people that are probably anticipating my being there, and I won't be there this year, but it's still just such a cool event. But that's not the only thing that Bike Walk Connecticut does. What else you got on the calendar these days?
Well, that's a great question. Our next major item, which we're very excited about, are our technical training and advocacy summit, which will be held on June 9th and 10th in Hartford at the Lyceum. And we have a really phenomenal panel of speakers and guests from throughout Connecticut and beyond. Our summit and technical training this year are framed around tactical urbanism, which is a term that's used to describe low-cost and temporary changes to the built environment that are intended to improve neighborhoods and gathering places for people who are biking and walking. Mm-hmm. And this year we'll be joined, among others, by Mike Leiden, who is the pioneer of the concept of tactical urbanism. He's the co-author of Tactical Urbanism. We'll also be joined by Helen Loyne, who's a planner, Phil Langdon, who wrote Within Walking Distance, Laura Sneed, who is the co-author of Creating Healthy Neighborhoods. So we're really excited about these events that are upcoming in June as well. And it's an opportunity to learn and to also bring folks together from around Connecticut to get the latest updates on biking and walking, learn how to make our communities more friendly for cyclists and walkers, and to improve the status of biking and walking statewide while coming together and learning about plans and developments for Connecticut's bikeways and greenways, thinking about legislative opportunities that will be upcoming, networking with other people you may not have seen from within the community over the year, and learning from experts and making connections. So we're delighted about that.
That's great. That's great. I'm perusing your website here too, and I note that if you take a look at the website, which is bikewalkct.org, you'll find that along the top of the page, you'll see different things you can click on, and you can click on things like the Bike Walk Summit. And when you go there, we can't really mention prices on the air here, but you can go there and you can see exactly what is involved getting yourself to this particular seminar, and you have both a members and a non-members option here. So if you're a member of Bike Walk, there is a better opportunity than there is if you're a non-member. I guess that's the best way to put it, right?
Absolutely. Right. And you can join at the same time if you're interested. And I'll also note that we are very concerned with equity, so we will not turn anyone away for cost. There will be options for people to come.
Very nice.
Either on scale and or for free. So they should be in contact if that is an issue or if they have any questions.
Well, that's wonderful. Very, very nice. So so the Bike Walk Summit, so everyone is clear on this. I'm going to go through it again. It's Friday, June 9th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Saturday is going to be at the, and it's, they're both at the same place, the Lyceum in Hartford?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. And again, if you need to find out more information, just go to the Bike Walk website. So let's see, what else is going on? Anything else that comes to mind that we should speak about?
We are also, as listeners may be interested in knowing, particularly those who have participated in the past, in the planning stages for our Discover Connecticut Ride series. And our locations and community partners are being finalized this very week, so an announcement will be made soon, and we're very, very excited. So I will be providing you with an update, Ron. Perhaps I can come on again, or
oh, absolutely,
make an announcement very soon about who we'll be partnering with and how, and I look forward to sharing more soon.
Oh, yeah, we could probably do a full show on it. I would love to have you on again so we can talk about all this.
Be a real pleasure for me as well.
Yeah. Well, any way we can spread the good word, you know, that's the whole idea behind Bicycle Talk and the whole program, is that, you know, we want to make sure that everybody hears what is going on, especially on the positive side of things. So
Absolutely. It's
great. I clicked onto your advocacy link here, and you have some priorities coming up in 2016-17. Is that going to be more what you would want to talk about later on? Or
Absolutely. And something else that we are planning for the year ahead, and this is something that I think will be of interest to your listeners, is having a more sustained approach to advocacy moving forward that also engages our constituents and folks who are thinking about and working on these issues throughout the year. All too often, advocacy issues get decided in a tunnel or in a vacuum, and that's really not how it should be. So that we'll be putting out a call for the formation of a legislative advocacy working group that will be setting, over the course of the coming summer months, the legislative advocacy priorities for the year ahead. So we are excited about that and looking forward to working with various stakeholders, perhaps some of your listeners, and other folks throughout the state who are engaging on these issues to set our agenda and ensure that we can fulfill it moving forward.
Great. Well, this is great. This is good news. You've got a lot going on right now. It's a good thing.
We're very excited.
And yeah. And the membership is good with Bike Walk Connecticut. We have a lot of people involved now, or are we gaining? Are we going forward?
We are gaining.
Good. Okay. Excellent. So the more the merrier. That's what we're looking for. Are you going to be able to make the Ride of Silence tonight or not?
I have a conflicting event,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I'll catch you at another time. I was hoping that we might get a chance to actually ride together. We talk about bicycles all the time, but I haven't ever ridden with you. So,
well, I look forward to doing that as well, and soon.
So great, great. Adina, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate the contact here. Have we covered everything, or do you have anything else for me?
I think that's all, but I would love to just thank you for everything that you're doing to promote cycling throughout the state, and it's much appreciated, and to wish both you and all of your listeners a very wonderful bike week. I look forward to staying connected.
Well, thank you very much. My guest has been Adina Gianelli, and she is from Bike Walk Connecticut, and you can reach that by going to bikewalkct.org and find out what it is that is going on in the world of bicycle advocacy here in the state of Connecticut. So please visit. I'm encouraging you to think of joining if you can. I think that would be a very nice thing. The more members we have, the more power we have as far as a bicycle group. So it's a really, really important thing. And I hope that everyone gets a chance to do a bike to work day on Friday. So anyway, thank you again for calling in. We really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Excellent.
All right. Bye bye. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Friday is a big day. We have a tremendous amount of areas that are offering bike to walks. Besides just Hartford, I know that there's a group out of New Haven that's got something going on. I believe the Danbury area's got things going on, and definitely there's something I believe down in the Fairfield County part of the state too. So there's a lot of events going on right now that are related to riding your bicycle to work on Bike to Work Day, and you know, just because it's Bike to Work Day and you are thinking about riding your bike that day to get you enthused and encouraged and making it happen, that's great. But, you know, you can do this every day if you want. It's really, and you got to think about this, because there's ways of making it work for you. Let's say, because I get all the excuses. I hear it all the time. Well, I'm too far away from work. Well, you know, it's just, you know, the roads are really busy and I can't get there. I hear all the arguments to it. And I got to tell you, you just got to look beyond it. You got to think outside the box and think about how you can make it work for you. So it's too far away. This is my favorite one. Well, you know, it's 30 miles that I have to go to get to work. I can't ride my bike 30 miles one way and then ride my bike 30 miles back. That's a 60-mile ride. Well, you're right. It is a 60-mile ride. But what can you do? Can you do 10? Can you do 5? Can you do 20? You know, so you got to look at it from that standpoint. If you can, you find a commuter lot or someplace that is willing to allow you to keep your car there. Maybe it's a friend's driveway. You never know. There's always opportunities out there. And then you just go from there. And you get to spend the first few hours of your morning on your bicycle, which is where you want to be anyway. If you're listening to the show, I know you want to be there. And you get that refreshing awakening to your day that is on your bike. And at the end of the day, when you've had just a great day at work because you got to ride your bike to work, or you didn't have such a great day at work because, you know, work is, that's why they call it work, you know, and maybe it wasn't so good, you get on your bike and you ride back to wherever you may have started from, whether it be a commuter lot or whether it be all the way back to your house, and you get this just wonderful way to decompress from your day. And life just is great. It just feels so good. So bike to work. Think about this. This is a great, great thing to do. And there's organizations out there that are encouraging this and promoting it. It is a national event right now because this is Bike Month. And there's a lot going on in both our state and also in other places too. The I'm looking here on Bike Month 2017 on bikewalkconnecticut.org on their website, and I see events here: Fairfield, Glastonbury, Hartford, New Britain, New Haven, Simsbury, Stamford, and then of course the Ride of Silence is listed there too. So there's just a tremendous amount available to you. if you're just looking for it. And you're going to end up with a lot of like-minded people. I'm kind of anxious to do the ride this evening because I know I'm going to see a whole bunch of people I haven't seen for a while. And so, or maybe some that I have seen recently, but there's going to be a good little collection of folks that are going to this event. And we will meet, we will probably get a briefing, and then we will be completely silent while we ride. That's the whole point to it, is to get out there and honor those who have been injured or killed while riding their bikes and or walking, to raise awareness that we are here to share the road. And one of the executive board directors that is very active, actually Sean and Colleen Alexander, are active board members for and involved in the Ride of Silence. And the Ride of Silence, and anyway, Colleen was, I went to a Bike Walk Connecticut annual dinner, and Colleen was the guest speaker. And Colleen is a, she's a very interesting person, and she was riding her bike a lot and training, and she was a triathlete, and she, you know, just an incredibly, incredibly fit person. And she nearly died after a collision in Madison in 2011. And she, I'm going to try to pin her down at some point too, because I'd like to get her on the show. She has an incredible story to tell, and I wouldn't do it justice to tell the whole thing, but I can give you a cliff note version, and that is that she was minding her own business, riding her bike the way she should have been riding her bike, and a fuel oil truck, yeah, think about that, a full fuel oil truck ran through an intersection, ran through a stop sign, and crushed her. I mean, literally crushed her when she was riding her bike down the road. So it was a tough situation. Fortunately, someone was there and saw the whole thing right away and had the wherewithal to get emergency vehicles there immediately and get her taken away. And she lives and breathes and talks today. And she is really an outstanding advocate for cycling and for keeping people safe on the roads. So she's her name is Colleen Alexander. You can check her out. You can look her up online. There's all sorts of information about her, and she's just it's worth checking her out. She's got some really good things to say, and a wonderful speaker. So anyway, the Ride of Silence is strong, and I'm trying to see here, do we have, I thought I had a list of the different areas that there are a number of different areas that you can do a Ride of Silence from right now, and they should be on my calendar. And so anyway, we're going to go to Connecticut, and there are a number of different places that you can go to ride. There is a ride in Danbury. There is a ride in, of course, West Hartford that I will be attending. There's a ride in Danielson. There's just there's a number of different places. Again, go to the Ride of Silence, and that is www.rideofsilence.org. And go to their page, and you can check and see, because there's 445 events, 50 states in the United States, 48 countries now, 7 continents. This is the 14th anniversary of this worldwide event. It's the 15th, because last year was the 14th. So it's always on Wednesday evening, the same week as Bike to Work Week or National Bike to Work Week, and the third Wednesday in May. That's when it always is. So it's a pretty cool thing, and I hope to see a few of you out there tonight. Maybe somebody would like to come and join me, and let's go make a statement. Let's do that. Again, you know, bring lights with you just in case. I don't think we're gonna have to worry about it, because we should be back by then. But let's get out there and make a statement. I think it would be a good thing. So, National Ride of Silence. Good thing. And then, of course, we also have the Bike to Work Week and Bike to Work Day on Friday, which is a good thing, too. So these are all good reasons to get yourself out on your bike, dust the bike off, put some air in the tires, little lube on the chain. Don't forget your helmet. Please wear your helmet. And come join us, because this is all fun stuff that we have going on right now. It's a very exciting month because the weather is getting nicer, the flowers are out, the trees have just burst around here all of a sudden. We are now just enveloped in green, and it's such a cool thing. It's just such a cool thing. So anyway, get out and ride your bike. As I always say, get out and ride your bike. So there's another event coming up that I wanted to talk about, and it is on the calendar, and it is a slow roll, which is in Hartford. And a slow roll, and I think, Fran, you saw some slow roll.
Yeah, there's a gentleman.
Tell me about what you know about slow roll.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's kind of a national movement. And this is kind of weird, but there was an Apple ad on TV, and it was just an ad for, you know, computers. And there's a guy in Detroit who spearheads the slow roll, and it showed him doing, promotions for his slow roll. And it was I looked at it and I found it very inspiring. It showed this guy getting it all together. So if you go, there is Slow Roll Detroit. If you go to that website, you can see this gentleman. So you go right to that main page, Slow Roll. The second photo down is a photo with a line of people with the Slow Roll T-shirts on, their yellow T-shirts. And the man in the middle is an African-American gentleman with long dreadlocks, and he's the guy who was in the commercial. So he spearheaded the whole slow roll movement, and it's a nice movement where people of all walks of life, as long as you can get on a bike and ride, you can be part of the slow roll. It's supposed to be slow, and it's supposed to be community building and conversational. So it's not the kind of ride that you go on to take flyers or prove how fast you can go. It's a ride. It's a social ride, and it's to create community and advocacy. And so, and it's also the slow roll. It's very big in Detroit. I mean, they get tens of thousands of people.
That's really cool.
It's
I would
crazy.
Love to see that. Our friends at BCCO in Hartford, who, you know, we've of course had them on the air a few times now. They are sponsoring this event on Saturday, May 20th at 5:30 p.m. And it says until 9 p.m. And I'm thinking, until 9 p.m.? We're not going that far, you know. What is it? So now I'm reading some of the information that goes along with it. It is on Facebook page, and you can get there through BCCO, BICICO. BCCO is the name of the bicycle shop and advocacy group in Hartford that's doing this. And what you do is, the details are listed here. Roll out, have a picnic, see a movie. So you're going to meet at BCCO at 5 p.m. That's on 97 Park Street in Hartford. And second on the list here, it says bring your own picnic or stop in at the Sol de Borinquen Bakery on Park Street for sandwiches and snacks. And they have great pastries too. Bring your own beverages also. And then third on the list here is there's going to be a picnic in Pope Park. And it says chillax and enjoy a piece of Hartford's rich bicycle history. And Pope Park is, you know, Pope manufacturing bicycles, the whole deal. There's a lot of history there. And then at 7:30 p.m., there will be a show at the Cine Studio on the Trinity College campus. The movie is Get Out, a suspense thriller. And there is an admission charge, very small admission charge. And so you can kind of check that out. And it's supposedly a very beautiful theater, according to this. And then you ride back to either your home or back to BCCO. and that is the night. So you can do all of it or you can do part of it. It's a show and go. There's no RSVP required. You can share and invite this idea with others. And remember that May is National Bike Month, and this is how we roll. So that's a good thing. And that is from our friends at BCCO in Hartford. And big shout out to those folks because they do such a good job. They've got wonderful stuff going on over there. So hello to Joseph. Hello to Tony and the crew, if they happen to be listening right now. So anyway, let's check that out. And I'm thinking that this might be something I will do because it'll be fun to go on a slow roll. I've never been on a slow roll before.
And what else are you going to do on a Saturday night while I'm in Florida?
That's right. Mm. And Fran is out of the house. Yeah. So, but she'll be down in Florida riding her bicycle.
Yeah.
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 So, boy, that's a terrible thing.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah. You're going to go out and you're going to do some hill repeats, right?
No.
No.
Because right. Then the only hill repeat I could possibly do in Venice would be on a bridge, and that would not be safe.
Right. And it's going over overpasses and bridges,
right.
And
that's
all you can really
no.
find. It's pretty flat down
I might
there.
Do a sprint or two, but even that, you know. I'm going to go down there. I'm not going to do anything serious. I'm just going to ride for pleasure.
There's a beautiful bike trail down there, too.
Yes, the Legacy Trail.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is really nice.
Yes.
And you know, I've never been across the river on that. There's there's a canal or something, and it's apparently on both sides.
Maybe that's not the Legacy Trail. That's the Venice Waterway Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe you should check that out.
Okay.
And report back.
All right.
And let me know what's going on.
Yeah, I have to figure out how to
get
to the other side of the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sidewalk path sort of thing on the bridge.
Right.
I noticed the last time we were down there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of fun. That'll be fun. So I think I'm going to go to the BCCO event. I think it's a neat thing, and I am all about slow rolling.
Because yeah.
It's not about how fast you go.
It's not about
how far you go.
No, it's about the community connections.
It's that you're out there doing it.
Yeah.
That's what's important. And I know that these slow rolls are specifically made to be slow. Like
right.
They do not want anybody going there and attacking the ride. Same as the Ride of Silence that's going to happen tonight. Same thing. You respect the ride. Respect the definition of the ride, and the definition of the ride is to make sure that everyone stays together because there's safety in numbers, and that's the point that we're trying to make here.
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple of neat events going on, and they are all connected to the National Bicycle Month, which is a really, really cool thing that's going on right now. There's a couple of other neat things that are going on right now, and one that I completely forgot to mention last week, and it has been going on for a while, but we are on, today is stage 11 of the Giro d'Italia. And the Giro d'Italia is, of course, the Tour of Italy. And it is a very large 22-day stage race. And I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't mention it last week. So we are now into our 11th stage. There has been a rest day that happened a couple of days ago. And then there was a time trial yesterday. And the leader of the race, which was Nairo Quintana.
Really?
Cool. He lost 2.5 minutes yesterday in the time trial. But that was expected. Today, stage 11, which is Florence or Pontamma to Bagno di Romagna, is a 161-kilometer stage. So it's got some length to it. And there are some serious climbs. I see 1, 2 category 3 climbs, 2 category 2 climbs. There's going to be some nasty climbing today. And so it should be very interesting to see the results from today. And it's probably over with by now, if I'm not mistaken. But because it's usually because of the time change and all. There's going to be some big hills, and hopefully Nairo will get his pink jersey back, because You know, this is going to be a big day. It's definitely going to be a big day. There's some big hills. And you can go to cyclingweekly.com and you can find a page which is just for the Giro d'Italia, and you can check it all out, and you can see the profiles for each day, which are always interesting. The stage 12 is not quite as bad. Looks like it kind of mellows out a little bit because there's going to be some serious sprinting going on at the end of that. There's just a couple of short rollers, a category 2 and a category 3 climb by the looks of thing. So not too horrible, nothing beyond category at all. And then stage 13, we're back down to the flats again. Stage 14, we end with a climb, a lot of flats, and then a big climb. And you can check out all these profiles. It's pretty cool because it gives you a whole bunch of ideas about, you know, you can see exactly what it is that they're going through. It's funny because my friend Bill Damaris, who, if you're listening, Bill, shout out to Bill. He's got one of those trainers that you can dial into, and you can actually ride the route on your trainer. And he was posting some results out to me, and it was pretty funny. He said there was a huge one just before their rest day. They had a nasty climb, and it was called the Blockhouse. And it has a summit finish, and it is just a really steep, hard climb at the end. So tough game, this bike racing. But if you're into bike racing, you're into watching it, it's great. There is another race going on. Well, I'm just going to cruise forward here just for a second. Pay attention to May 23rd, stage 16. There's some ugly climbs on that one too, so that should be a very exciting day. And we do love the watching these poor folks suffer. That's kind of part of the sport. You watch them suffer and you can relate to it because you know you've been out on your bike and you've felt it for sure. More big climbs on stage 18, stage 19 again, just stage 20. Oh, big time, big climbs. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And then the last race, which is stage 21, is a 29 kilometer individual time trial. And that is really interesting because most of these races don't end with a time trial. They usually end with kind of a parade into town and then maybe a criterium circuit like the Tour de France does, where they race around the Champs-Élysées and everybody cheers and screams and they drink champagne in the pack. And, you know, that's a different story. But this one's a time trial, and this is a crusher because it's 29 kilometers. And if you get people like Quintana, who they're great, the great climbers that are out there, the guys that are, they weigh nothing and they have an amazing strength to weight ratio and an amazing way of processing oxygen. When they get on the time trial courses, they suffer. And I know this because I was a pretty good climber back in my day. And when I got into a time trial situation, I did just that. I suffered. I did everything I could to keep my leg speed up and to keep my speed on my bike up. It is not an easy thing to do.
It's all about the what?
It's all about the leg speed.
It's all about the what?
The legs. The watts. Yes. The watt. The watt. Very funny, Fran.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. It's the time trial is known as the race of truth. And I love promoting people to time trials and saying, look, if you really want to race your bike, start out with a time trial. Great way to do it. It's an individual event. You're timed. You're set off at 30-second or 1-minute intervals, depending on the event that you are participating in. And the rule is you cannot draft. That is the way it works. Very similar to what they do in triathlons, although
right.
There are some triathlons now that allow drafting.
Really?
Yeah, certain ones. Depends on the description of the event. But the idea here is that it is you against the clock and only you against the clock. So when we get the little skinny flat guys on the little skinny hill climbers on the flats, it's never pretty. It's always the folks that do the best in the time trial are usually the ones that have a lot more wattage, and they're bigger, and they're able to generate a lot more wattage, and they can just cook on the flat roads. So that's the way that works. So anyway, yeah, Giro d'Italia, good thing. Another thing that is going on right now, really, really important thing that's going on, and important to us here because it is here in the United States, and it is the Tour of California is
yes.
going on right now. And our local friend, Amber Pierce, is competing in the Tour of California right
yeah.
now. And I got a note from her, I think it was yesterday, I got a note from her, and she started with a number of teammates, and they're down to three right now. They've had some crashes. They've had some issues. And it's Amber and two others. And one of those is a hill climber. And Amber, of course, she's a pack horse. She's out there. She's the domestique. She's there to do a lot of the hard work to keep their climber in the game. So she and her other teammate have been just destroying themselves to keep this poor woman in the game so that she can place or do well in the race. And I would not want to be Amber right now. So shout out to Amber Pierce from Mansfield, Connecticut. I know her husband David is out there too with her, and a shout out to them both. And I sure hope that she comes back in one piece, because bicycle racing can be dangerous, and we will see exactly how she made out. And if she happens to catch any of this, or anyone happens to hear it and pass it on to her, yes, I am up for a nice, easy ride with her when she gets back to, revitalize her legs and, just let her shake it out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe she'll ride to the Mountain Laurels with us again.
I'm hoping that maybe she'll be back for the Mountain Laurel ride.
Right.
And Mountain Laurel ride is a really cool ride that I do every year that is when the Mountain Laurels are in full bloom. I believe it's going to be Father's Day weekend this year.
Yeah.
That's what we decided on.
That's what we did last year, the day after the tour to Mansfield.
It's the only day that I have free. That month is just packed up with lots of events.
I know.
So, including the Farm to Fork Fondos, of which I will also be attending all six of these. So this is a good thing. And Fran will be at four of those, I do believe.
If you ever...
Yes. Don't worry about that. We're all set there.
I need to get in.
I know. I need to get you a code.
Right.
So anyway, the Farm to Fork Fondos are really cool events. And you can check those out at farmtoforkfondo.com. I believe.
There's something I need to announce as well.
Yes, go.
So the Expo Wheelman time trial. So the Expo Wheelman are a bicycle team, and they ride out of, bike shop?
Manchester Cycle.
Manchester Cycle.
Have for many, many years, the Expo Wheelman of one of the longest standing bicycle clubs in the state.
Yes, well, they are having their time trial, and it will be out of Gay City State Park. And so you can park there, and it's only two dates this year. It's May 24th and June 21st.
Wow.
So you arrive there, you start registering at 5 p.m. Registration closes at 6 p.m. and the race starts at 6:30 p.m. So you go there, you drive over there, and you get to Gay City Park. It's a good idea to get there 5 or a little after 5 so you can register and so you can warm up. And the cool thing is that the park is probably 4 or 5 miles from the start. So you get a really good warm-up, and you ride up to the start, and that's a great warm-up. And if it's not enough warm-up for you, you can take a left turn away from the start and climb the hill and come back down, and then you'd be nice and warmed up. And then you get ready to line up for that 6:30 start. And it's a pretty challenging course. I've done it a number of times. And it's pretty hilly in the beginning, but boy, you get in the drops and you power through it. It's only 6 miles, so you just leave it on the course and you give it all you got. You do not need a time trial bike. You can use any sort of bike that you'd like to use. This year, they've made it so that you don't have to have a USA Cycling license, so anybody can go, and there's it's a flat rate. So they want to encourage lots of people to come. So whatever, if you want to see how fast you are on a particular course, you can do this. So it's at Gay City State Park, which is in Hebron, right on Route 85. And that's where the time trial course is. So that's right. Where you go to register at Gay City State Park, and then the start line, they'll tell you exactly where it is. You go north on Route 85, and I believe it's over the Manchester line, right by Birch Mountain Road. Right by Birch Mountain Road. There. Right.
So if you need to go to, you need to find out more about this, you can go to www.expowheelmen.com, and that'll put you to their main page, and from there they have a link that pops you right over to the TT series. And big shout out to the Expo Wheelmen for doing this. I wish we had more time trials, because we have so many uber competitive people that really need something like this.
Yeah.
The two dates again are Wednesday, May 24th and Wednesday, June 21st.
Yeah.
And you can also register for this on bikereg.com. So you can go there too, which is an online event registration site. And big shout out to the folks at Expo Wheelmen for doing this. I love this. I wish we had more of these in the area, because what it does is, you know, if you're one of those riders who likes to go out and you hop in on a group ride and you tend to want to push the pace, let's say, or you know, test yourself against everyone else who's out there, don't do it on the group ride. Unless it's been announced on the group ride that that is the theme and that is the way that we are going to ride today, and that is cleared by those who are leading the ride, don't do it. Wait and save it for the time trial, because the real race is the race of truth, and the race of truth is the time trial. So check out the Expo Wheelman on that. Nice, nice catch there, Fran. Really appreciate that. That's a nice little event that they put on. We're about to wrap up. Look at this. We got to wrap this up. Another week has gone by. So anyway, let me just find my list here. So you have been, my name is Peddlin' Ron, and you have been listening to Bicycle Talk with my co-host, the lovely Fran Storch.
Hi.
A show where we talk about bicycles, bicycle culture, bicycle advocacy, the upcoming news in cycling, the bicycle business, and the bicycle calendar. Remember, you can always reach me by sending an email to bicycletalk1@gmail.com. Or you can also reach me through Bicycle Talk on Facebook. And remember, you can hear the podcast of this show and other past shows and others on whus.org, also on iTunes. This is Peddlin' Ron. Remember, keep the rubber side down and the wind at your back. Get out and ride your bike. This is 91.7 FM, WHUS, Storrs.